Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This podcast is presented by David Lowen Associates in Fort Lauderdale. If you've had a homeowner's insurance claim denied or underpaid, call 844-96-CLAIM.
All right, we promised you Matthew Caldwell would be joining us, the president and CEO of the Florida Panthers. You can follow him on Twitter at Caldwell16. Let's bring him aboard. Matt, how you doing, my man?
I'm doing great, Big O. How you doing?
Very good, although a little depressed. I heard yesterday, and it looks like it's going to be canceled. Friday, we're not going to have any Dead and Company, looks like it, right?
Yeah, no, it's... We just got the news as well. The John Mayer had, you know,
emergency appendectomy.
Yeah. So, but there will be a reschedule. We're still working with Live Nation, and we'll come out to you with information as soon as possible.
That is cool. Yeah. All right. Yeah. And how about the Scorpions? Any news on getting those Scorps back on back into the BB&T Center?
Not yet, but you're on my list, like top of the list, because I feel bad. You've asked me a few times, and I hate when I haven't gotten back to someone yet. So we're all over them to see, you know, about a rescheduled date. But yeah, we've had two great shows that unfortunately had to be rescheduled. So yeah, I'll keep you posted.
Hey, listen, yeah. You can't control sickness, dude.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? That's one of those deals you can't control. So let's hope we can get those shows back in town, because those are two awesome shows that you're going to have at the BB&T Center. Like, hell, we've got Janet Jackson coming up, Billy Joel all this month, right?
Yep. So Janet Jackson on the 11th, and that's actually one that was rescheduled from last year.
That's right.
With her, she had some health issues, and then Trans-Siberian Orchestra is coming up on December 15th. We got the Orange Bowl Basketball Classic on December 16th. December is action-packed for us. It is every year. Jingle Ball on the 17th, so three straight days there. Billy Joel, of course, on New Year's Eve will be another great hit. Shakira. I know it's your favorite. I'm setting up with a date with her. I'm still working that January 11th.
Let's hope my wife wasn't listening right now.
Another
thing you can't control. I think she got pregnant, right? I think that's what it was.
Yep.
Yeah, you can't control that either, buddy. I mean, you know, it's tough. By the way, tough one on Monday, man. The shootout against the Islanders.
I know. It's just like, I don't know. It's like I'm sounding like a broken record here, but I mean, the guys are playing well. You know, we scored a bunch of goals. We were down 2-1. We came back, took the lead. It was a really exciting game to be at. I mean, the crowd was really, really into it. You know, we outshot them. Another team we outshot. We had over 40 shots to their, like, 32 or 34.
Offense is not our problem, dude.
No,
offense is not our problem. If we could figure out that defense, it's playoffs for sure. But if we don't, I'm starting to think, Matt, you guys may have to make a move or two here before the deadline on defense.
Yeah, listen, Dale's, you know, has full resources, and the ownership's, you know, listening to him, and he, you know, he talks to teams and everything, but we're still happy with the guys we have on the defensive end. You know, on Monday night, you know, we probably let in a few goals that we would love to take back, and Luongo got hurt, you know, halfway through the game, so Reimer's gonna have to step up here. And then over the next few weeks, so we just haven't had a complete game. You know, it's like whether it's some defensive breakdowns or some goalie breakdowns. But you know, we'll be out there and be active if need be.
What is the latest with Louis?
So he had an MRI. We still haven't put an official word out, but he's definitely going to be out, you know, in the short term. So once we get more clarity, we'll come out, you know, with official word.
I was cringing, dude, how he needed help to get off the ice. I mean, just
I know.
I saw that. You know, Lou's a tough some bitch. So he must have been in just, I mean, pain, man.
Yeah. He's a warrior, and it's a non-contact injury, which those always scare you, because if for a professional athlete to go down like that when they weren't hit, you know something really pulled. And so, we're hoping for the best, but, Reimers has shown some really good play in certain spots. He's had his downsides too, but, this is why we signed him. So he's going to have to step up.
Yeah, no doubt about that. You can follow my man Matthew Caldwell, by the way, at Caldwell16 on Twitter, the Panthers president and CEO. One guy's asking me, Big O, ask him to help us get Gabranson back, my favorite player.
Yeah, I know. He's a fan favorite. We're well aware. We totally understand. But like I said, Dale's out there talking to some folks, and we have a lot of faith in our defensive core, but if we need to make a move, Dale's got full authority to do it.
All right. You got some games coming up. We got some promotional nights too coming up, and some ticket offers also for folks out there.
Yeah, we do. So we're in December already, which I still can't believe. We're here we are. I feel like the season's flying by, but we offer a holiday plan.
Mm-hmm.
So it starts at $99. There's some other options too, but you get two tickets to three games of your choice. We list all the games on our website. You also get parking. You get a holiday themed t-shirt, which is a really cool design, autographed puck. So it's a great little package. So you can just check that out on our website, FloridaPanthers.com. We have two big games this week on Thursday and Saturday. Thursday, Winnipeg Jets, they're in first place, high flying team, playing really well this year, so that'll be a tough matchup for us. And then on Saturday, we're doing a Pucks and Pints beer fest.
So
we
have
it's gonna be great. We have different ticketing options on our website, and when you come out to our arena, the breweries will be set up like around 2:30, and it'll be all the tastings are included with your ticket. So it's we work with Gold Coast, a big distributor down here, and they're bringing in a bunch of microbreweries. So it'll be really awesome. Awesome day on Saturday. Play Colorado. We have a lot of Saturday games this year. We know that's the most popular time for people to come out to a game. So we work with the NHL, and I think we got like 13 of them. So it'd be great to have the fan base come out for this Thursday and Saturday.
And by the way, it looked like it was a really good night on the Star Wars night.
Oh, that was a home run. So I was really proud of our team, Stephen Gerhardt, who runs our groups, all of our group efforts. And we were actually highlighted on the NHL Network. We sent them, our PR team did a great job. We sent them our Star Wars jersey mm-hmm. that everyone got if they bought the ticket, and then also our Star Wars poster. And they spent about 2 minutes on NHL Network showing what we sent them, and kind of credited us with being one of the more creative teams in the league for their Star Wars night. We were one of the first teams to do this 3 years ago, and it's grown to like a 1,500 ticket package. And we had folks walking around in costumes all night. We had all of our Stanley C. Panther and our War Corps walking around in costumes. And in an untraditional market like South Florida for hockey, that is, you have to do a lot of these creative events, at the arena, and you bring in a fan that is a Star Wars fan but may not be a hockey fan, but then you introduce them to a game, that's really intense and fast and fun, and you show them a good experience, and that's how we build our fan base one fan at a time.
That's a beautiful thing, man. So, and the boys are off tonight. Remember, Thursday it'll be against the Jets at 7:30 at the BB&T Center. And don't forget, man, a great time to celebrate the New Year's on the 31st. You got Billy Joel. Is it sold out yet? Because usually that thing is sold out. It's got to be pretty close, right?
Yeah, most of the bowl is sold out, and then we still have some like high end premium tickets left. So just call into our office. And our premium reps will do a stellar job. We have a few suites left. We have a couple of club tickets left that we hold back. So some more high premium items are left.
There you go. So a lot of stuff coming up. Stars on Ice. You got all kinds of stuff. Any new concerts brewing? Any news you want to break here on a on a new concert?
God, I love you, Big O. I wish I could do it. I got Peter Luco and Kevin Grove, who run our concerts. They're literally in offices right next to me right now.
I know you guys are working on something. I know it. You guys are. I mean, every week, every other week, you're announcing like a new big act coming. That's why.
I know. Yeah. There's a big one coming. He's been here before. Very popular, I think, to all ages and stuff. So hopefully maybe by next week I'll be able to announce.
Well, you know what we could should do this is Peter, when he has a big announcement, he calls us on the show here, makes the announcement. We send out the release at the same time.
All right. You know what? I owe that to you. You know what? You broke me down. We're gonna do that.
Everybody knows that this show here is about sports, and we mix in music always.
Yep.
So why not find out when the next big act at the BB&T Center is coming, with Peter Lugo coming on to our show and announcing the next great act at the BB&T Center?
All right. I'm gonna get that done. For you, and then work on the Scorpions date. You know, those are my two follow-ups.
That's a beautiful thing. There you go.
Good stuff.
I like it when we get a lot of stuff done in this segment, man. Yeah.
It's a business call. This is a business. This is not just promotional and talking, you know, recaps and stuff. We get stuff done.
Damn right we do.
Yeah.
Follow him on Twitter. As you can see, he's a class act and a stand-up guy. He is the president and CEO of the Panthers. Like everybody in that organization, stand-up, classy. They know how to get it done. Caldwell 16. Matthew, as always, my man, thank you for taking some time with us like you do every week. I appreciate it.
Yeah, anytime. Love coming on. Thanks, Big L.
You're the best, my man. Be good.
All right, see ya.
There you go. Matthew Caldwell, man. Good stuff there.
This podcast is presented by David Lowe and Associates in Fort Lauderdale. If you've had a homeowner's insurance claim denied or underpaid, call 844-96-CLAIM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.